Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
If you want jazz music, go to New Orleans. Bagels, New York. And for psychics, think California Psychics. You want the best, you go to the best. At California Psychics, home of free spirits and open minds, we know better than anyone what makes a good psychic. That's why we guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Yeah, kick it off with that.
A little bit of... I don't know what that one was.
That was something, Bailey.
One of my favorite...
Classic Bailey right here.
Classic.
One of my favorite TikToks that I've seen lately is a guy getting fired from Olive Garden for being too sexual.
Oh, yeah. You told us about that last time.
Yeah, you did.
What do you say?
Tell me when to stop.
Tell me when to stop.
Oh, you know what?
That's how he opened the show last time.
I vaguely remember
it. The cheese grater. Yeah. Oliver, were you lit last time?
I have... Early onset dementia.
Well,
I just can't remember anything.
I don't think it's that early. You're pretty old.
God damn, dude. You just even have a fucking rebuttal for that.
Or he knows it'll hurt my feelings.
Nothing to say to this.
I'm not going
to
say it.
Yeah, you've got baby feelings right now. You can't.
Oh, very sensitive. I got ghosted. I didn't even get dumped. I got ghosted.
Well, that's appropriate for this time of year.
Woo, fucking woo.
It's October.
I wanted to carve a fucking pumpkin, you know? That's all I wanted.
What? With him?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Next week.
What a shame.
Yeah.
We'll carve pumpkins. It'll be like a team building exercise.
I don't think anybody's going to be around next week.
Can we just like stab him?
I'll be around.
Oh, you? Oh, okay. I thought you guys.
What day do you think it is, buddy?
I thought both of you said.
Clearly, we're not going anywhere.
Clearly, I was mistaken.
Have early onset dementia.
Yes.
Next week is the 14th through the 8th. Well,
you know, if I'm going to go nuts, I hope I go nuts.
Bailey, do you just want to like stab
Art
pumpkins?
The clown.
Yeah.
We can do that.
Put two pumpkins together, an eggplant on top, and just let me at it.
All right.
Yeah.
Like a phallic effigy
mm-hmm.
for you to just stab.
So you like. Overwhelmingly large nuts
mm-hmm.
that are disproportionately large to the dick.
Accurate?
No.
I'm all right with that.
Well, pumpkins and an eggplant. I guess you could get those miniature. Anywho, what the fuck are we talking
anyway,
about?
Anyway, enough about cock pumpkins and all that.
Cuckins.
Cockins? Cock-a-lanterns?
Pumpkins.
Cococtions.
We are talking about the newest addition to the slasher film family this week with Terrifier, since people are already talking about Terrifier 3. We haven't covered the first two yet, so we figured we'd cover the first one. And Bailey and Oliver have not seen this film. I watch it every Halloween since it came out.
God damn, really?
Yeah.
Yes.
When did it come out?
So originally it was part of a 2020? Anthology film. I want to say it came out. Let's take a look.
This is 20.
I'm so bad at this.
I think it was like 2019. If I can get it together, 19? 2020.
You really put me on the spot, Oliver.
I'm sorry.
Right,
2016.
Wow. Okay. I was way off.
2016, this sack of shit movie has been floating around.
I mean, we've started watching it every year since 2020. So that's when it got on my radar.
Every year you've watched this?
Yeah. Yes. If somebody says that they love slasher films, I put it on.
Is that what this was?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, big time.
Okay.
So it That's follows a lot of the rules of the slasher film. Big, like, scary dude that can't be killed.
He was type really of thing. Scary.
You found him terrifying, huh?
Well,
that is the name of the fucking movie.
That's why I use the word.
I get it.
I don't find Art the Clown that terrifying. It's the actions that he can do.
That's that are I think up. What yeah.
He like when he stabs somebody, it's like fucking with the quickness.
Yeah. So like, the thing that I find the funniest though is they call him Art the Clown and he's a fucking mime.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fucking get it together.
Like
producers.
I mean, that's just what like the people called him.
Well, it sounds good.
Yeah. But
instead of Art the Mime and Art the Clown sounds better. Yeah, well, better.
People are afraid of clowns. It taps into like a primal
fear. I am
so what was in the bag?
What is in the bag?
No, ma'am.
You mean
Rippy? Miss ma'am? Miss Gear? Okay, that's what I thought. She's Auntie Bailey got her ass.
She's a lady.
She's lucky I didn't have something to throw at her.
Cool, rich, single aunt.
Just kidding. Yeah, you need a little squirt bottle up here when we're podcasting.
Yeah.
Christian's got it.
Give him a shot.
No, I don't got it. They run the house.
So this should be anyway. A relatively short podcast. This movie was atrocious.
Hold on. Let's start with the opener. Jesus Christ. All right. So let's all, before we give our opinions, let's talk about the opening scene. That's something I want to do every episode.
Sure, sure.
So the opening scene, it cuts to literally a year after the events of the movie take place on a newscast where they interview the only surviving victim. And
and her shit's fucked up.
Yeah,
she looked raggedy.
Yeah, she looks fucking annihilated, like a ghoul. She looks like a fucking ghoul.
Yeah, right, straight out of Fallout.
Yeah, basically. Just
somebody.
Eric's a Fallout threw boy.
Battery acid all over her face.
Yeah, that's a really actually. That's exactly what that fucking looks like.
That's what you're doing right now. Okay, let's just mention actually, what just fucking sorry. Happened.
So I was actually taking a selfie for my 10,000 Snapchat followers so that I could promote our podcast. But if you don't want me to, like, that's fine. Yeah, so shut the fuck up, Oliver.
Yeah, you got
I bet that's not where that went.
That's where that's going.
Literally on it.
Yeah, what's Eric's the caption?
And Christian
do you send captions with Snapchat? I've never had a Snapchat.
You literally type in, like,
God, you're fucking old.
She basically types in,
I don't have doing time
this week's episode. For the
bullshit.
Yeah, well.
Okay. All
right. That's why your profile's private and
you're old.
Everybody leave me the fuck alone.
There you go. Leave Oliver the fuck alone.
Leave me alone. Let me take my selfies in peace. Like, yeah, a fucking okay. baddie.
Jeez.
Anyway, let's get.
I didn't know you were promoting us. Great. You're essential to this operation.
You're a fucking dickhead, dude. Anyway, so the.
Art the Clown's waiting in your trunk, by the way, Bailey. So.
I got something waiting for you.
Oh, shit.
Don't.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
It's a scalpel.
But so, God damn it!
Everyone, shut the fuck up!
God damn it!
So, tell us about this first scene.
All right, have we got through that
yet?
No, we haven't. We're 7 minutes into the show, and I'm listening to you all fucking scream at each other.
I mean, it
is funny to me, but I don't know if it makes for good podcasts. Anyway,
they love it.
So after the interview's over, and this girl's like all fucked up looking, the news anchor starts talking shit about her to her husband, and she's like, if anything like that ever happens to me, I want you to fucking put me out of my misery. And if you don't, I'll do it myself. And around that time, the first big fucking kill happens. And it's the first the final victim of the massacre from a year prior, and she gouges her fucking eyes out with her thumb. And It's a great way to open a movie.
Yeah, I'm a little... I'm not quite sure I understood why she was fucked up like that.
Because he was eating her face.
I mean, I know what happened to her, but why did she have...
Because she's got severe, like, PTSD. It's like when, you know, your uncle who was in Vietnam comes back and he can't be around fireworks and shit because he thinks Charlie's going to fucking kill him.
Right, but, I mean, a whole year she hadn't...
She was in, like, a coma. No
reconstructive, I guess. Yeah.
Well, I mean, when most of your face has been...
No, eaten. Because at the end she said good luck on your interview tonight.
Yeah.
So and she looked like that.
It had been a whole year from the end of the movie to the opening scene.
No, yeah, I listen.
Okay, get it together.
All right.
CB.
So anyway, now that we know what Oliver thinks of this film, Bailey.
Yes.
What I was do you scared. Think of the film?
I was scared.
You were scared?
I was fucking scared, bro. So like, I think I liked it. I think. But
I'll take that.
I was scared and I didn't like the mannerisms of the clown guy.
Art.
He freaked me the fuck out. I don't know. I'm like still digesting it.
Yeah, that's one you gotta like think about for a little bit.
So that is a movie that if you watch it again, catch up on like little nuances.
You'll catch things that you haven't seen the first time.
I will say there were a lot of parts where it was like, okay, like this is fucking stupid. Like literally you just picked up a knife, stabbed this dude in the back once, and then continued to run away into somewhere that you knew you couldn't get out of. So why would you not just fucking end him?
Welcome to classic slasher films.
That's what I was getting ready to say.
Every slasher film is going to be like that.
That's so annoying. It's
like they stab him or shoot him they just keep coming.
I feel like the 80s and 90s, everyone got sick of that trope.
Yeah.
That trend of like everyone's a fucking moron. Yeah,
but this came out like 16 years after the fact, so that time it had cooled down a little bit. Because there really hasn't been a slasher film.
Not for me.
They're like, we're good, we can do it again.
Yeah.
I also think that the acting was fucking atrocious. Well, the only person that I thought was a good actor was the clown.
Because he doesn't have a fucking lot of dialogue. Right.
And the lady, the crazy lady.
She was really good. Yeah, what are you talking about?
The one that like baby thinks lady. The porcelain doll's her fucking child.
She was a very good actor, I think. I wouldn't say very good. She was better than the other shit ass actors in the movie.
I think
well, they didn't have a Hollywood
why
budget.
Why are you rolling your fucking eyes?
I think if you had to like
I didn't. I
what's cringed. Your beef?
I think you had to rate them. Tara was like on a scale for like 1 to 10 of like the last girl, she was like a 7.
Mm-hmm.
What was her name?
Her friend Tara, the dark haired one.
The
blonde. Oh,
the sister.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, you're
different.
The blonde, which was Dawn, was like bottom of the last girl because she's the first one fucking killed. And then Victoria was the one who was last one killed.
Mm-hmm. Well, she was never killed.
But she wasn't ever killed, but she is the last... I consider her the last girl.
Well,
yeah.
What was the blonde's name?
Dawn.
Dawn.
Dawn. Saving grace of this movie was her rack. That?
Well, hold your thought, because check we're going to come back to you.
Jesus Christ.
But there is a trope that's in all of these horror films where it's the last girl. We talked about it last time with Evil Dead, where Ash was the technically final girl. Where this is the person that beats the evil and
right.
lives and
right.
gets away. Well, you set the entire movie thinking up Tara is going to be the final girl.
So Tara's Dawn's friend.
Yeah,
they're the duo in the beginning. Okay.
Yep.
So Tara and Dawn. Okay.
So then, spoiler alert. When Art just fucking murks her halfway through the movie with a pistol.
Then he thought it was going to be the crazy lady.
Yeah, I was not expecting that. That was the one thing I wasn't expecting.
If I had to say, like, from, like, first time watching it and remembering watching it, I was like, oh, damn, the first girl actually, like, died. This is fucked up. And then, like, the sister comes in, and I was like, we have a first girl, finally! Thank you. And then she gets fucked up.
I kind of, like, was with Oliver and thinking that it was going to be the crazy lady at the end, like, when they had that scene where she was, like, holding him like a little baby with the weird fucking him sucking his thumb. God, that's fucking creepy. I kind of thought that he was going to have, like, a little bit of, like, humanizing moment and spare her. And that was going to be, like, the plot. But it wasn't. He ripped her scalp off.
And cut her tits and her off tits. And wore them.
What is that? What's the...
Yeah, but did she die?
Cut your tits off.
Oh, that's the toy box killer we covered. You know about the toy box killer. We made him listen to that video.
I know.
You know very well about the toy box
killer. All about the toy box killer.
If you bite or use your teeth, I'll cut your tits off.
Is that because you listened to our episode on it?
No, we made him listen to the entire 45-minute thing.
No. And I don't get disturbed by things easily, but... For whatever reason, I mean, this is its own subject, but I was sitting there listening to it and thinking, somehow I started to empathize with, like, what if you were a woman listening to this disgusting recording that this guy has made? And the only reason he's made it is because he's done this so many fucking times that he's sick of saying it.
I feel like we talked about the Toy Box Killer last episode.
No, I think we did it for Devil's Rejects or House of a Thousand Corpses.
Yeah.
But yeah, nah. Fucking great episode of ours from the old podcast. Check that shit out. But yeah, man. I like the film, but I also like slasher films.
I can just say that, like, the sneaking around by Art and him, like, popping up at different points fits in with the slasher films, because that's usually what they do, is like, oh, they're dead, you think they're dead, and then they're not dead.
Okay, here, I got a question for you guys, because classic slasher films are what, like Jason and Halloween?
So Friday the 13th,
yes.
Halloween,
right?
Chucky or Child's Play,
so
Nightmare on Elm Street.
So in the first iteration of those films, don't they usually have a story behind them of, like, this guy's doing this because of this? Or does that always come out in a subsequent
later
thing? So,
or is the first one literally just as devoid of story as this
one? So if you want to break
pretty
it,
much
there's
just,
nothing in this film.
No,
there's nothing. It's just fucking slashing and
gore.
Well, if
gore.
You look at,
I mean, there's nothing there.
If you look at,
there's no substance.
If you look at Jason, before you actually, like, the first Friday the 13th, the mom is actually the one who is, like,
spoiler alert,
marking everybody.
Yeah, the mom is the killer in the
film. Okay, I've never seen that either.
There's no reasoning behind it until the end.
But still, there's some kind of...
There is a reasoning, but it's at the end.
What did I do?
Not you. Oh. I looked over and she was sucking down M&M minis like a fucking Hoover vacuum.
Holding the microphone so it, you can't hear it.
But so there is some explanation as to who this guy is.
Michael Myers.
Why he's doing this.
Yeah, there's Michael no Myers. Explanation.
Yeah, that's what I hated. Like, in my mind, I was like, okay, at
really
some
like
point,
that about the film.
At some point, we're going to get to know why this fucking dipshit is doing
Dude,
this
we
shit.
Are two movies in and we know not a fucking thing about this guy.
As people that love horror movies,
I won't review another.
When we were you will watch another Terrifier, sorry.
Okay, but I mean, I need
if
a lot.
You thought
I need
this
a,
one
I need
was a, bad.
How about next year?
Yeah,
I'll be ready for it.
Fine. If you thought this break. One was fucking bad, you'll hate the second one.
I don't know, I liked it. And I'm going to see the third one on Saturday.
There was nothing to like, in my opinion.
No, spooky. There was a
well,
lot
we're not,
to
we're
like.
Not to the opinions. I'll give my full dissertation.
You don't fucking like anything.
Yeah, I do. I like the last
like
two
yourself.
Movies we watched.
He did. He liked the last two. But
well, personal attacks, and this bitch got dumped today.
That's why I'm mad at man.
Man-hating today.
I am fucking man-hater right now. Sorry to all of our men audience. Mm.
Anyway.
There's none.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's all females that listen.
If you're a man, raise your hand. It's
50-50.
Is it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Sometimes it goes 60-40 either way.
Yeah, we got bitches and hoes. If you're a man and you're single, I just got dumped. Are you emotionally available? Yes or no? Please call.
So, don't hack this bitch up like Art the Clown, please.
No, please.
We need her.
She needs the experience.
Jesus fucking
Christ. Of being hacked?
Chase her around.
No.
Wear a clown suit when you do it.
Fuck no, dude.
Don't say anything.
And yeah, don't say anything. Don't offer explanations.
Fine, go ahead.
That's just going to get her talking.
Just know I'm a fighting ass bitch.
I love that, like, Bailey's like, I kind of like the movie. And Oliver's like, I fucking despise this piece of shit.
I think that it's not so much that
the violence and the gore was great.
Yeah, the effects alone were fucking phenomenal.
We didn't come up with, like, a Cinema Crypt, like,
scale. Yeah.
Maybe I think every time that we watch a movie, I think the reason that I feel like I like it is because I feel like I'm brave and, like, I accomplished a fear.
Nice.
Okay. Like, I overcame something.
Yeah, because you hate horror movies.
Right? I hate them. Yeah. They fucking, I will not, like, but if you ask me. But you watch them
with your family who make jokes and, like, giggle and make fucking commentary.
Yeah, if I can, like, laugh. But, like, I'm not going to go watch a horror movie with some fucking dude.
God,
I'm
gonna,
who's going to be like.
You just said you're going to do,
like,
that Saturday.
No, that's with my friends. I'm not going to go watch one with, like, some dude who's going to think it's funny to be like, boo. And I'm going to be like, ha ha ha, fuck you. Like, you know.
Oh, my God, that's my favorite thing ever.
I fucking hate it.
So you're saying you don't want to sit in a theater.
You're not created equal.
You don't want to sit in a theater where there's a horror movie on and have some guy fisting you.
No, because that's the other theater. Thing. That's why I actually don't go to the movies. I don't go to the movies because every time someone asks you on a movie date, you got to try and pull your hand out of their hand out of your fucking pants or fucking try to wield them off, yeah, you know?
That's awful.
I'm just irresistible.
I don't.
Well, you know, nothing gets me hornier than people getting murdered on screen.
Yeah,
it does.
You would think,
gets me hot and bothered.
Yeah.
Hey, look at this. These people are getting chopped up. How lucky are you? You got some fingers in your pussy. Aren't you lucky?
Jesus. I hope my father doesn't listen to this. Death silence.
Why did we have to? Turn it off.
All right, so let's get to my opinion of the movie.
Yeah.
Actually, what do you think?
You know what? I'll save mine for last. Christian, go ahead.
You want my opinion of the movie? Yeah.
Yes.
From start to finish.
Yep.
Beginning. Yeah. Normal classic slasher film. I was like, oh my God, this is like a normal slasher film. Like, people being stupid, they're drunk, they're fucking with the killer. Like, what stupid. The fuck are you doing, you dumb bitch?
The only thing I can say that makes it not a slasher film, like, is most slasher films were there to, like, use teen sex as a fucking trope.
Okay, so I will up your ante because they were actually talking about him being a fucking psycho. And most teen slasher movies, they don't talk about the actual person that...
Well, yeah, you don't see the killer till, like, later on, but...
Yes. Can we just talk about my favorite scene? It is the girl... Sure. It is the girl strung up.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Do you feel like you're going through life clouded by doubt? Talk to California Psychics. Our trusted and accurate psychics are available 24/7, and we guarantee if it's not life-changing, it's free. Download the app or connect with us at californiapsychics.com. Right now, new customers get 80% off their first reading. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
In, like, executioner style, from top to bottom.
Like a cut of fucking deer getting field dressed.
Yes.
Like a deer carcass getting
field dressed. He does it in front of her friend, and her friend freaks out during the rightfully so, and then tries to escape midway through the killing. And I was like, if I was me, like, I would have already been, like, fucking escaping. I'd be like, get me the fuck out of here, but I'm just saying, like, as a slasher film, a classic slasher, I think they did it justice. I think out of, like,
They did it justice. I'll give you that. Like,
1 out of 10 on a slasher film, I give it a 9.
Okay, that's strong. That is also my favorite scene because you can't have, like, a slasher film without tits.
That was the part that gave it a 9.
And that chick did have a great rack.
She sure did.
Mm. Yeah, it was pretty good.
So three people have the same favorite scene.
Oh, that's not my favorite scene.
Oh, okay. Well, then
he just likes tits.
Who doesn't? But yeah, I do. When he brings out the hacksaw and just starts cutting her in half, pussy first.
Yeah, that actually might be one of my least favorite scenes.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
He didn't do anything fun with her before he did that.
Fucking American Psycho over here.
Just
God, you're fucked up.
Fucking cut her in half. Giant waste.
It was to instill fear in her friend.
I don't give a shit what it was for. He wasted. What a body. What? Okay, I'm speaking subjectively. If I was going on a spree of chopping people up,
you'd also add rape to the list.
What the fuck? Of course.
Oh my god.
You can't just chop people up. That's fucking insane.
Fucking Oliver has injured his Dennis Reynolds art.
Oliver is like the kind, like, you would be the killer who, like, takes the severed head and makes it, like, suck your dick.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
No. I'm talking about a whole body.
A warm all one.
Pieced together.
This is fucking fantastic.
And then you chop them up. Mm. Then you can string them up and you can cut them up in front of their friend and do all the fun stuff you want to do to fuck with people. But I'm just going right into it, man. Just no foreplay. No foreplay.
I mean, I want to say I validate your point,
no,
but it's really hard to validate that.
So what was your favorite scene, Oliver?
Okay.
We know Oliver hates the movie.
Yeah, I really didn't like the movie. I'll be quick. It's either him holding the fake baby and, you know, rocking it like he's rocking it to sleep, and then the lady who is under the, she's nuts too, and she thinks she has a real baby, and all it is a little doll. You know, some
Emily.
Yeah, just some
RIP Emily,
insane streetwalker, and that was really funny. And then the other one was when he was chasing the final girl. What was her name?
Victoria.
Victoria. And he can't get to her, so he busts out his little honky horn thing.
So
that was funny.
Yeah,
the
movie had funny moments, which
it had a couple.
Was great.
It had a couple. Had a couple good ones where it was like, God, this guy is really fucking nuts.
I like where he turned the guy's head into a jack o' lantern too. That was in the pizza parlor.
Hmm.
Yeah, I hated it. I hated that.
Really?
Yeah. How did this fucking twerp pull that off?
Because he's a supernatural entity.
But he doesn't seem like he has super strength. I don't know. There was just a bunch of stuff that didn't compute.
I mean, he did stop a guy's fucking head in.
Okay. From that, yeah, but prior to that, there was no indicators that this guy was some superhuman beast.
Until the
end. I mean, honestly, I didn't really think about that. I mean, he had already weakened the structure of the head by slamming a fucking keg into it.
Yeah, if he was so strong, why did he need weapons?
Right? I didn't get the superhuman like slasher like Jason type or Michael Myers type thing.
Unkillable.
Until the very end where he shot himself in the face. And I almost thought like, oh, maybe he just tricked the police and he had like a squib under his little bullshit hat. And
no, because at the end there's like brain matter shit hanging out the back of the
Yeah,
side.
Exactly. But there was just no indication that there was something superhuman there or supernatural until literally the very, very end.
And it goes more into that in the second
because
one. It really leans
because
heavy
he's into he's
it.
Constantly getting stabbed and shit, and it's like this guy would be passing out from blood loss if not just bleeding out.
So it's for you. It's not that it's not believable.
It's not just that. I didn't like that there was no context to why this guy's doing this.
Yeah.
What the fuck is going on? I just didn't appreciate that I'm just watching a movie with some fucking stupid looking clown that's hacking everybody up. I just don't like that. I like there to be something intriguing about why this guy's doing
Oliver.
This. Give me the drive of this person.
Whenever you watch porn, are you the kind of person who watches like the intro, like the backstory?
No. I hop right in.
Interesting.
That's what this movie does, but for murder. It's murder porn.
Right.
I guess I don't want to murder people. I guess I'm more into the rape bit, like I said.
My fucking God.
Fuck. Well,
this is a comedy podcast or not?
Goodbye, Salem.
Oh, yeah, rape is hilarious.
Salem's like, I can't be a part of this.
Oh, and chopping people up is so funny, right?
It is if it's done in a funny way. Like pussy first with a hacksaw.
That wasn't funny to me. That all I saw was a fucking crime of opportunity. How could he do that to her?
Oh, my God. So anyways, my favorite scene was when he cut that lady's tits off and he was like dancing around. And the reason that that's my favorite scene is because that fucking scared me so bad. I don't know what it was about it, but that was like the freakiest shit to me. Like,
where he's wearing her scalp.
He was like wearing tits. The hair. It was the way he was like walking.
He was doing the Buffalo crunches. Bill thing.
Yeah, you need to see Silence of the Lambs.
You know what? Yeah, that's on the list. Silence of the Lambs.
Did not like that.
Wait till you see Buffalo Bill. Yeah, you're gonna love that shit. Yeah, I mean, they basically lifted that.
I'm not saying
that.
It's my favorite, like, I want to watch it a million times over. I'm saying it's my favorite because it scared me the most.
No, you're saying
that. It left the biggest impact.
Right.
It definitely did because, I mean, he was wearing her tits for a good 5 minutes of the film.
He was.
While he was chasing her around butt-ass
naked. Because I had that thought that, like, maybe he's going to spare her because she's being, like, kind to him. Mm. And then for him to, like, so blatantly, like, mock her, like, just freaked me out, dude.
Because she wants to be a mother, so he cuts her tits off.
Her mammaries.
Yeah. And wears them.
What a fucker.
Yeah, that's a deeper dive than...
I should be on a horror.
I don't know if they were even...
I'm just deep, bro.
You didn't say it, clown.
What?
Eric did.
Well, I mean, she got us there.
Did she?
I drove the bus.
She drove the bus. Beep,
beep. But you didn't take the classes.
Huh?
You didn't take the classes. You didn't go into the classroom. You just stayed on the bus.
My fucking AP scores.
What is that? Ability power? Is that like a League of Legends
thing? No, it's like placement. When you take college classes
you're an AP champ.
Mm-hmm. Gifted and talented, baby.
All right, so let's talk about ratings.
Oh, God.
I'm saving Oliver for last. We know Christian would give it a 9.9 out of 10.
I thought we were doing 0 to 5. And I thought it was buckets of brains. What is it this time?
Brain buckets. I don't know. We're still workshopping.
This week is hookers.
Clown nose.
I give it a 2.5 hookers.
Why hookers?
2.5?
Because they were getting cut in half. No, that's not my score. I'm just giving an example of how to score.
I was
going to
say, I was like, that's honestly a lot higher than I was expecting from you.
Honkers.
Yep.
Honkers.
Yeah. You know what? One out of five honkers.
All right.
Go ahead, Bailey.
But this lady got split in half. I feel like that's the perfect. Should we do pussies? You do whatever you want, lady.
I will. All right. So I'm going to give it... I wish I had a chart. I'm going to start writing this down so that I have like a... You know, like a baseline.
We're gonna figure out the rating system by next episode. We'll get it locked in. But
yeah,
anyway,
we need to have it posted on the wall.
We do.
I'm just going to tell you, I give it a 4 out of 5 tombstones.
Okay.
It's a totally different scale.
No. Yeah, we were doing honkers.
Or pussies.
Nobody got a tombstone in this movie. They were just buckets of blood.
There was multiple
there
tombstones.
There you go, buckets of blood.
I say 4.
4?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good score.
What the fuck? That high?
It was good.
Well, I'm the same, Oliver.
I'm getting the trend out of her that she has no fucking idea how to rate movies because it's always a fucking 4. It was a 4 last week.
No, it was not.
Well, 5's the highest you can get.
Last week,
she
I think it was like
it.
A 3 or 3.5.
Did you like
yeah,
it?
Yeah, you didn't do 3.5.
Cool?
You think you this movie was better than last week's? That's fucking nuts.
I think it's personal preference.
Art is subjective.
And I think you can shove your stupid little attitude up your butthole. It's a 4.
You're just not
giving it a 3. I think it accomplishes what it wants to accomplish. There is little to no exposition in this first one. I will give Oliver that point. But
the gore
level is a 5, 100% a 5. But the overall rating is a 3 for me. I like it.
I disagree.
That's fine. That's what this is about.
Yeah. Let's discuss.
So
I'm going to tell you the reason why I disagree with Eric. I feel like that he's giving it such a low score just because it's like the first film and it didn't have like.
But we're looking at it as an individual entry.
Yeah, that's how I look at it.
And God, like as an actual like slasher film that comes back in like the modern day times, that's not in the 80s, and like I was like, I'm really impressed.
That's awesome. I'm glad you're impressed.
Did you give a score?
Yeah.
I didn't hear it.
4 out of 5.
Oh, 4 out of 5. Okay.
If I had to give it a 5, it would have to include details, which Eric is asking for. If it would have included details, I would have given it a 5 out of 5. Immediately. Details why Art the Clown, or some kind of background of why he is like that.
Yeah, I mean,
I would have given it a 5 out of 5.
It depends on if it was an interesting reasoning.
But as somebody who has watched enough slasher films, I give it a 4 out of 5 just because of the content, the blood, the gore they included, and the animosity towards the actor, like the, what is it? Who's the person that's like on the negative side? The antagonist?
Yeah, antagonist.
The antagonist versus the protagonist, which would be like not Tara, which would be her sister, because she's kind of brought into this on like the half side of it. So their dynamic was amazing. The sister and her, I felt like the sister ran away. That's why I give it a 4 out of 5.
4 out of 5, huh?
Because I feel like the sister ran the fuck away.
Wow.
Like a little bitch.
I'm shocked by these ratings.
I mean, I gave it a 3 to be subjective, so.
Because I came into this wanting to give it a zero, but I'll be fair. There were some things in there that were neat.
What are the redeeming qualities that you found in this film? Let's go there, because I know your score is going to be low.
There's not many. I mean, just the effects were good to me. And then you've got this blonde's rack that was everything for this movie. I mean, it's really the redeemer.
Jesus fucking
Christ. Really great rack on this girl.
Rack was 5 out of 5.
5 out of fucking 5. If that was the movie, 5 out of 5 for me, for Molly.
Just an hour and 30 minutes of her strung up fucking deer.
Jiggling around. Yeah, I would have preferred that. But it's a 1 from me. I mean, okay. There's no real narrative to it other than, okay, we got a psychopath on the loose and we're getting to see him fuck people up, and apparently he's invincible. I don't know. That's just not that interesting to me. Yeah, there was some cool gore, but that doesn't do it for me in terms of a movie. I want to see a story. I'd rather see somebody go nuts. You know, like, for instance, like The Shining or something. It's like,
yeah,
you get to see a progression of this guy lose his fucking mind, and it's a great story. Like, I find that so appealing when there's something there that there's reasoning behind it. Just watching people get chopped up. Fuck, man. I might as well go on fucking
ogrish.
Yeah.
Or rotten.
Whatever it is. Watch ISIS chop up people.
Faces of Death.
Yeah, I don't even know where you would find that stuff these days.
It's on Shudder.
What?
Faces of Death.
I don't think I've seen it.
Oh, it's solid.
Isn't it like a 70s?
Yeah.
Like, kind of really like... Good. It's yeah, like it's, a fake...
It's got fake and real deaths in it.
What do they call those movies?
Mockumentaries?
No, but like... When somebody films someone getting killed.
Oh, a snuff film.
Snuff.
Yeah.
Snuff film.
Which is what a lot of modern horror is. That or it's all possession shit.
And right.
Dude.
But possession shit, if they write a good story, can be really interesting. So there again, it's
story driven.
What boosts ratings for me is a good story. Or there's someone remarkably charming in it that is just,
I feel
you. You know,
I feel
not like, the tits.
No, I mean, tits are tits.
I mean, it is an added bonus. You do get bonus points.
It's a big bonus
for tits. So the overall rating between the four of us is a 3.
Chris.
So
Oliver, you really fucking brought us down, buddy.
I'm sorry. I didn't think much of that movie.
That's
okay, because art is subjective.
That's why we do this.
Yeah. I mean,
these aren't for everybody.
I'm glad I got to see it, because I've certainly seen enough promos of this movie, and I've seen the clown, Art the Clown.
Well, he took over Instagram for a hot minute.
And I always wondered, hey, what the fuck is this all about? And I had never seen it, but now I've seen it. Now I got the gist, and
he's not a fan.
Not a fan. Sorry, guys.
Well, all right, guys. That's it for the Cinema Crypt this week, and we'll see you next week with it won't be an all new film. It'll be something. It's going to be something.
We got to start putting out what we're putting out next week, what we're reviewing.
So I really just kind of wing it.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying we got to get into the habit of being like, hey, next week.
Well, we can do a schedule.
Next week, guess what we're reviewing?
You won't know till next week.
Fucking.
I kind of like that.
What?
Not knowing when we're doing
it. Yeah, you kind of keep it like under wraps.
Yeah, I don't think I'll show up if you tell me what we're doing. I'm so serious. Like, I think I'll get too scared, because once you tell me what we're watching, I would have not watched that.
But if are you I glad wasn't you did? Already
did fucking you like here. It?
I'm brave.
Yeah, she liked it. What did you give it? You gave it a 4?
For being brave.
I'm just shocked.
Just let me be who I am, okay? Is that all right with you?
I'm fucking shocked you gave this a higher rating than Evil Dead.
Evil Dead was all right.
Yeah, but
because it was old.
You wanted to suck the piss out of Bruce Campbell.
Yeah, and I still do.
Right. Still How is that not instantly a half a point
because
more?
Because I don't use my fucking lady parts. Genitals to rate fucking movies. Yes,
yes, you fucking do.
No, I don't. I'm emotionally driven. Okay.
Would you bang Art the Clown?
Apparently, big fucking time.
She said probably.
Probably.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I would be so brave.
Are there Christmas carolers outside?
What the fuck just happened?
It was TikTok. I was playing She So Brave.
I thought
we talking about fucking Art the Clown?
Yeah, would you fuck Art the Clown?
Absolutely.
She fucked the Jersey Devils, so yeah.
Yeah.
Who's the Jersey Devils?
You know who the Lord. Jersey Devil is?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
It's a fucking cryptid that's half horse, half bat, and half... goat.
You know what them horses lock.
A big old cock.
Alright, well, on that note, guys, that's it for this week's episode. Stay spooky.
Stay creepy.
Stay strange.
What was mine? Stay scared?
Well,
stay
horny. I guess you should make it stay horny. I don't know.
That's not gonna be the thing.
What? What do you want the thing to be?
Not stay it was, horny.
It was stay scared, but
oh, stay, like sca- that, stay yeah. scared.
Stay scared.
But now Christian's talking about the Jersey Devil, so...
Stay I'm interesting.
Sorry, I'm going to have to lose all
you
that
You just seat. Get one, Oliver.
Stay sexy.
Fuck. There you go. All right,
bye.
Well... nobody lose your tits from here to next week.
We'll see.
Bye!
Bye!
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.